Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Go back to more of your calls. If you're on the line, be patient. We will get to you here shortly. I want to address a couple of things. You know, I've been really, really encouraged by the words of Herschel Walker. I don't know if you have heard some of the comments that he has made in recent weeks in light of all of the racial strife. I so wish these words would carry a whole lot more weight than the Sharptons and the BLM people. The headline in a Fox News story just sums it up. Why are we penalizing people for what their ancestors did? It's very simple. And I want to just express this to you. If you're within the sound of my voice, I do not carry an indictment against anyone. No one. Based on what ancestors have done. If you are white, I don't walk around with an indictment against you and an assumption that you're a racist. And I do not hold you responsible for the decisions and the actions of your forefathers. I do hold you responsible for what you do now and who you are today. The Fox story. Herschel Walker taking to Twitter to share his thoughts. He mentioned that he was reading the Bible when he quoted a verse from the book of Matthew talking about forgiveness. I was reading the greatest book ever written, the Bible. I read, but if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive your offenses. That is a huge verse right there. Unforgiveness is not only self-destructive, it's a sin. How can we expect God to forgive us if we're going to hold some sort of grievance against somebody else, especially in a situation where they've done nothing to us? Walker added, why are we penalizing people for what ancestors did? Forgiveness doesn't mean you get something in return. Walker played 12 years in the NFL, met headlines recently by sharing his opinions on social media. Recently offered work with airlines to send people who want to defund the police to countries without them. We shared that story a few weeks ago. I have an idea. For all those people who don't want any police, I'd love to meet with American Airlines, Delta, and Southwest and make a deal to fly them to countries that don't have police. I want them to be happy. Walker, who is a Trump supporter, also criticized the media for encouraging the racial divide in the country and said the people who were damaging property and looting during the nationwide protests were criminals. At the time, Walker suggested that peaceful protests must be from 9 to 5. It's enough. It's time for us to come together. But the big headline, the most important element of this communication from Herschel Walker, why are we penalizing people for what their ancestors did? And this is why I said this on Juneteenth, and I will say this forever. I will not engage in any conversations about slavery having anything to do with a current grievance against anyone. There's not a darn thing you or anybody else can do about what ancestors have done. Nothing. So from my perspective, there's no conversation to be had on the subject. If we're talking about history, yes, let's have a conversation about history. But if it relates to grievance, count me out. I am not interested in the conversation. Another quick item here for my friend Jose. And this is really relevant for right now. It's a very quick and pithy line. The church had one product to produce. Disciples of Christ with his heart. If it was a business, it would have closed years ago. Ouch. I've said this before and I will say it again. This is the priority for the church. The church should not be running after causes to jump on bandwagons. Our job today, our job yesterday, was to make disciples. And in the course of doing that, many of these healthy disciples will be involved in many things that will be a blessing to our society. But for us to run after the many things and neglect the main thing, well, we've forgotten our mission. And that is something will cause us all to lose. Let's go out to a call from Joe in Charlotte. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning. That was an interesting read from Herschel Walker. That was pretty good. What teams did he play for?
You would ask me that question. I am not a Dallas Cowboys. I'm told I'm not a sports person at all.
But before he went there, he was under the debacle and crumbling of the New Jersey Generals.
Uh-oh.
That Donald Trump created, and that's why we don't have the USFL today.
You had to bring up the USFL.
I do not, and I agree with Herschel Walker in that I don't want to talk about slavery, and I don't want to have a grievance of someone because of what their ancestors may have done before me. But I do have the issue and the solid focus of policy, law, is application by the individuals that take the duty and oath to execute in society.
I'm with you.
So when you say that, well, this problem with race is a George Floyd issue. No. It was the application of policy in the police department by the individual that had the oath to execute the safety and security of someone they suspected of a crime, of going before the magistrate or the judge and being able to say, Your Honor, I am guilty or innocent, and having his life preserved. And that is what was not executed and done. So it is not George Floyd that is the issue. And none of these racial things are the issue. I don't have anything against anyone that is not black. It is the policies and laws and the execution of them in this country that make it a debacle.
Okay. And those things need to be addressed. And yet,
keep talking about people and not policy.
See, and I agree with you. I don't hear. And here's my other question I have to ask you, Joe. Do you hear anybody offering any genuine solutions yet?
Yes, Reverend Barber is always talking about with the Poor People's Campaign, always talking about the application of.
Give me one example.
When he talks about voter suppression and application of.
Oh, my goodness. Joe, you're not on the voter suppression. What is. Tell me a second.
Give him an example of him. An example for me are the police procedures and policies executed by officers.
Okay. Yes. Okay, that's fair enough. And I think there are things absolutely need to be addressed. We already talked about the fact that Minneapolis had these policies in place that allowed these chokeholds, which was a huge mistake for anybody. I don't care who it is. You should not be choking anybody. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? Stay with us. Minneapolis, this texter says, if someone breaks into my house, I will choke them to save me and my family. All righty then. A lot of black people immigrated here. No one mentioned that. Why did they want to come here? Exactly. Racism will be with us until it no longer pays so well. Oh boy, that'll preach. The Bible says, how can we love God whom we have not seen and hate our brother who we have seen? This makes us a liar. Very much so. Very much so. I want to quickly share something from Don Lemon, who I am obviously not a fan of. In fact, I feel sorry for this guy. I really do. It amazes me when I see people buy into this con, the continuing oppression narrative, and here they are making all kinds of money. I mean, this is really a disgrace. You're making a lot of money, and you're going around whining and complaining about racism and oppression. There's something else Mr. Lemon gets wrong, and that is about Jesus Christ. It's pretty sad when people don't even understand the very basics of Christianity. I'm not saying you have to be a Christian, but at least shouldn't you understand the faith you're talking about? I want you to listen to this clip of Don Lemon trying to make a point about imperfection. Here is what he had to say on his program.
Jesus Christ, if that's who you believe in, Jesus Christ, admittedly was not perfect when he was here on this earth. So why are we deifying the founders of this country, many of whom owned slaves? And in the Constitution, the original one, they didn't want, they put slavery in there that slavery should be abolished because it was the way the king wanted. And then the Congress said, no way.
This guy's so out to lunch. I mean, starts with a preposterous idea and it just goes downhill from there. Even Jesus said he wasn't perfect. I'm serious. I really feel sorry for this guy. Talk about lost. Quite lost, quite confused on so many levels. Squat to a call in Charlotte. Here is Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, Vince. I appreciate you taking my phone call. The Don Lemons and all that, I just avoid like the plague. But I wanted to mention something. What really concerns me is that we have, my wife and I were down in her country of Peru back in September for her high school class reunion, and we got a taxi ride from her airport there. And the fellow that picked us up, got to talking to him, and we thought he was from Peru. And he said, no, he had moved to Peru 2 years ago with his wife and two children, and he had moved there from Venezuela, and he said he had been a police officer in Venezuela, born and raised over there. And he said back in the day, it was a beautiful country, healthcare, education, the whole nine yards. And he said once that government regime took over in Venezuela, he said it's a complete, complete disaster under the guise of socialism. And that's what concerns me. Keep the politics out of this. But what concerns me is that we could very well be heading down that highway of socialism. And if that's the case, then we're doomed. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, thanks very much, Robert. And this is the unfortunate path we find ourselves on because people do not learn from history, not even distant history, looking at the 20th century and the hundreds of millions of people who died as a result of communism and socialism. It's not enough to look there. All you have to do is look at the countries now and the deadly effects of communism and socialism and what these current communists and socialists are telling us here in this country. Is that they're going to do it so much better. We're smarter than those other people. You know, just keep that in mind. They're smarter. Don't you feel better already? Let's go out to Joe in York. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. You're right. People need to know history, and they need to know about the history of slavery in the first place. I'm a white person. I'm tired of everyone accusing the white race of inventing slavery. Slavery was practiced in Africa for thousands of years, and they sold each other. It's still going on. It's bigger now than ever. No one mentions it. The first two slaveholders in this country were black, and at the end of the Civil War, there were 1,200 slave owners that were black. Now, I'm not blaming it on anybody. I'm just saying that it's just the way it is. And I don't want to turn us against each other. We're Christians. We're under God. God doesn't recognize black and white. Neither do I.
Yep, I hear you.
Under God.
One nation under God. That's the goal here, Joe. I appreciate your call. But there's not a lot of profit in a message like that. No money to be made. No power to take on. Melinda in Charlotte, good morning.
Hi, Ben. I didn't call to argue with you. I just wanted to know. I listen to your show a lot of time, and I agree with you on a lot of stuff, and I disagree, of course.
For some reason, I cannot hear you very well. Can you talk a little closer to the mic, Melinda?
Okay, can you hear me now?
There, that is much better. Now we can hear your beautiful voice.
Thank you. I just wanted to know, have you ever had a show on, why do white people call the cops on black people who are not doing anything wrong or whatever? I listen to your show, and you talk a lot about blacks need to do this and, you know, blacks shouldn't do that or whatever. And like I said, I agree sometimes, but I would just like to hear or have a conversation if we're really going to get down to it. Like South Park Susan and the Bird Watcher, why do some people automatically call the cops instead of like talking and trying to?
Why do we need to have a show on this, Melinda? Because what happens to these people?
Well, they get, some of them get in trouble. The Bird Watcher got fired.
Yeah,
your show, when I listen, Vince, it's like every day it's. And no offense, but it just seems like you're, black people need to do this, black people need to do that. Black, and it's like you will not, I don't know if it's because of your audience, but I just don't hear you like saying what white people could do. And this is just me coming, listening to you. Like I said, I don't want to argue with you or anything, but just I listen to your show and it just doesn't seem like, it seems like you spend 90% telling what black people are doing wrong. They're whining and everything. And, like, I never really hear you say.
Well, let me start here, Melinda, because most of the time I'm talking about what human beings should be doing. That's what I discuss 99.999% of the time. But let me pose this question to you, Melinda. Our fate, who will it be determined by?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
Our fate as black men and women, who will that be determined by?
Our fate as black men and women.
Yes. What? Who will determine that?
Ourselves.
Thank you. And that's my message, Melinda. I think it's unfortunate that we have and we continue to surrender so much of our sovereignty. And looking to the affirmation or whatever from white people. And I think this is a lot of the point that I'm making is that we have this narrative that even the Black Lives Matter. Why do I need white people to affirm a phrase when their hearts might not even change, Melinda? Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't give a crap if for somebody to affirm a phrase like Black Lives Matter. That doesn't carry very much meaning for me. You're welcome to hold on if you like, and we can talk further about this. We're up against a hard break. Stay with us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A lot of you very patiently waiting on the phone to talk with us. Let's begin first with Randy out of Matthews. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing today, Vince?
All right, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to have a comment for that young lady. She was right on point. And I just want her to let her know that you are the type of dude that will never stand up for black people, ever.
Okay, goodbye. And go screw yourself. I mean, seriously, never stand for black people. That's one of the most idiotic jackass remarks I've ever heard on this broadcast. Please tell me how you're standing up for black people by putting them in a place of being eternal victims. This is what I'm talking about. What I want to see are black young men and women growing up with a sense of healthy identity and value and purpose that comes from the inside, does not require the affirmation of people on the outside. That's what's needed. People taking responsible for their own lives. People who are done with a grievance industry. People refuse to be victims. If there's something that is wrong, if there's an injustice, they're going to fight it. Not spend all their time and energy complaining on social media about it. If you have been victimized by police, go to the police department. File a freaking report. Complain about it. Go to the mainstream news media and draw attention to it. I don't know how many people I've talked to. Did you file a complaint? Well, it's not going to do any good anyway. Well, shut the hell up. This just ticks me off. I don't know how many people I've talked to. I've asked them, did you file a report? Did you file a complaint? Did you get the person's badge number? No, we want to blame a system. We systemic racism, systemic this, systemic that. It begins with you. And if you have a personal problem with someone, someone has wronged you, go deal with it. And if you need others to go along with you, absolutely, I will stand with you. But if all you're going to do is continue to offer grievances and jump on the bandwagon of other people's grievances, if that's the whole of our lives, you know, I'm not interested in living that life. I really am not. I'm not going to wake up every day looking for grievances, looking for the big bad racist who's holding people back today. I don't know about you, but I'm just trying to survive. I'm trying to live my best life, and I'm trying to enrich the lives of people around me who have the same goals. no matter who they are. I really don't have time for this stuff. I really don't. And most of the time, it's some nebulous, oh, I just feel this, feel that. Screw your feelings. And I mean that. Just because you feel something does not make it so. Boy, do I know this. In so many ways. Anyway, am I getting worked up here? I'm passionate about this subject. Someone called earlier in this week, and they were right on in making the point. We've really gone backwards. The time that I remember growing up in Indianapolis, I don't remember this kind of racial strife. I really don't. This is being generated and cultivated. And again, if there's some legitimate grievance, some legitimate problem, let's deal with it. But I'll tell you what, no matter what, the answer is never, ever, ever socialism. Never. It's never dismantling the police. It's never giving more power to government. Never. Now, if you have some contrary view, you're welcome to call. But don't accuse me of something that's just completely out in left field. See, I don't even give... I mean, I've got people texting me, calling me. Most of the time, they don't call, they text. Accusing me of being a closet Democrat. Because I don't drink the Donald Trump Kool-Aid. I don't have time for that nonsense. I really don't. Let us go out to Joseph. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Vince. Hope you're doing fine today. Could I give a... belated happy birthday chirp to all the, on the 4th of July, to all the American people and all your listeners. Could I just chirp happy birthday?
Do that. Go right ahead.
Here we go. If today's your birthday, then on this special occasion, Bob White, and with a will, we're going to chirp happy birthday to you. Now, Bob White, are you ready to chirp happy birthday? Here we go. And you can find me. I do this on the side. You can go to the Birdman of Davidson on YouTube. As soon as you type the four words, you'll go to and hear me do bird calls and jingle bells and happy birthday and everything.
That's pretty cool, Joseph. Well, thanks for that very cheerful and positive contribution on this Friday. My goodness, just when I thought I've heard it all, huh? Bill, you got about a minute or so. Good morning, Bill. Earth calling Bill. Come in, Bill.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I agree exactly what Linda said. She's exactly correct about how you act. And now you need to calm down.
Okay, how do I act? Tell me how I act, Bill.
Well, right now you're acting like you're about to blow a fuse or something. About just what somebody...
Okay, I want to... Bill, would you give me something specific? Okay, goodbye, Bill. You're not even answering. If you're going to call... Let's participate in a conversation. Don't just run off your mouth. I'm serious. This is really driving me up the wall. Give me a specific area. Vince, this is an area I'd really like you to see this. And maybe you need to consider this specific area. If it's this general thing of you just don't support black people. I mean, it's just pure nonsense. It just really is. If you want to call at any time and disagree with me, I have plenty of people disagree with me. By the way, lines are open. The duration of the next few minutes, you're still free to call in. You want to take a bite of the apple, go right ahead. I welcome your call. Stay with us. We'll stretch the broadcast on this Friday. These accusatory calls are ignorant and old. Specific examples? Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Something wrong with people. They don't want to work and live and make life good. They want to complain, get free money. Please read your Bible. Okay. It's an interesting message here. Vince, sometimes you make me angry, but I admire you for your consistency with all callers. Be they black, white, green, little humor. Love your show. That is from Jerry. Vince, I'm an old white guy. I do not understand why we put up with so much anti-American trash talk. You're a refreshing voice of reason. We're all God's children, made in his image. We're all different shades, tones, colors, on the outside, all the same on the inside. Our greatest command is to love one another. That is from John Z. Thank you for your passion. This texter says, Vince, I live in Brevard, North Carolina. My husband and I have listened to you for years. The one constant from you besides your love for God, you care about people and the truth, regardless of color. Verbal beatdowns can't work anymore. Be well. Have a good weekend. Believe me, I will work on it. Immediately. At the end of this broadcast, I will work on it. Oh, man. I am, interesting email here from John. Thank you for what you just said. Personal responsibility is what's needed. Socialism and communism are evil. And if you favor candidates that will move this country in that direction, you are not standing against evil. And it's not going to help black people. This is what's so sad to me, is we're setting ourselves up for more failure. Because we're listening to people who think the answer is outside of ourselves. It's not white people that we need to fix. It's ourselves we need to fix. That's really the message. It's about empowerment. And I've said this before. One of my frustrations about the whole Black Lives narrative, not only is it based on a lie, and it is inconsistent, because not all Black Lives matter to this group. But also, why are we looking for affirmation? People to use affirming words that may not even be in their hearts. All they have to do is chant those words. And they can be just as selfish and indifferent and uncaring as they were before. See, I'm not looking for anything from people because I know what's in people. Let us go to the look of the day in history. Our good friend Lonzo, eagerly waiting in the wings to answer 7 questions for us today. Wow. How are you today, Mr. Reitzel?
I'm good. Are you sure we're allowed to have fun? I don't know.
Yes, we are going to have fun. And you're going to have fun whether you like it or not.
That's it. I'm hanging up.
1776. A statue. Boy, this is kind of interesting. A statue was pulled down in New York City in 1776. Well, based on the time, who do you think that statue was of?
King George.
You're absolutely correct. King George III pulled down New York City. 1850, an answer you've been dying to use. This person sworn as the 13th president after Zachary Taylor died at the age of 65. I think this was possibly tainted ice cream.
My day, my year has just been made. Millard Fillmore.
And that is correct.
Yes.
1890. I knew this was going to come back up. I just knew it. 1890. This became the 44th state. I believe this is where Dick Cheney is from. Probably one of the biggest states in size, but not a lot of people living out there.
Montana?
Oh, you're close. It's actually Wyoming. Becomes the 44th state. Montana's a lot of open space. It probably is. Probably is. 1925, this trial began. In fact, it's a funny name for this trial. It had a Tennessee teacher was accused of teaching evolution. What was this particular trial called?
Man, I should know that.
It was an animal.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of
just monkey. Think evolution. Yeah. Oh, what did you just say?
Monkey?
You're correct. The Scopes monkey trial started this day in 1925. 1962, this was designed by a Volvo engineer. And now it is used universally. In fact, your car probably will continue to beep at you if you don't use this.
Seatbelt.
3-point seatbelt was patented back in 1962.
My car yells at me if I don't put it on.
1965, this became the Rolling Stones' first number one hit in the United States of America. And what is the name of this song?
Under My Thumb.
I can give you... Oh, no. I'll give you a hint. I can't get no.
I thought Satisfaction happened later.
No, this was their first number one. 1985. This company decided to bring back the old because the new wasn't doing very well.
You know, I kind of like the new Coke. I know I'm weird, but it wasn't as strong. It didn't, you couldn't clean your windshield with it.
Wow, that is pretty scary. Kind of scary. But you are correct.
You can't clean your windshield with Coke.
So is that what you use that for? Clean the windshield?
And the pipes when they need it every once in a while.
We got about 30 seconds here. What's ahead for Upstate Pulse this weekend?
Well, we're going to do something amazing. Josh Gad does not have a corner on the market. We are reuniting The Office tomorrow on the Upstate Pulse.
Okay.
I know you don't know what that means, because you probably, but you got to tune in tomorrow, 7 to 9 p.m. to find out.
7 to 9 p.m. All right. In the meantime, you guys have a great weekend. I am going to completely decompress here in the next few minutes. Be safe out there this weekend. Keep in mind the threat that still exists out there. No need to panic, but be safe. God bless you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.